Welcome to a space where you can unwind and be as free as you want to be. Welcome to a space where responsibly and openly discussing sex, relationships, and all the in-betweens is encouraged and supported. Come on in and get comfortable. I'm your host, Low Key. Welcome to the Ropes and Handcuffs podcast. What's up, y'all? It's your host, Low Key, with the Ropes and Handcuffs podcast. Y'all already know how this go. Make sure you follow me on my social media at RNHPod, ropes underscore in underscore cuffs on Instagram, ropesandcuffspod at gmail.com. If you want to be on the show, if you want to deep dive a topic with me, if you have topic suggestions, if you have questions, all of the things, if you want to, you know, talk to me, tell me about your tea, the dick you got last night, the pussy you got last night, because I be liking shit like that. I can't tell you about my sex life right now. Well, yes, I can, but I'm trying not to do it, like, in the beginning, but we'll talk about it. But yeah, hit me up. Anyway, how y'all doing? Oh my gosh, I'm excited to be recording. I'm in a good mood, if you can't tell. I hope that y'all are too. I'm so, like, I don't know. This year has been exhausting, but I'm excited. I'm happy. I feel good. I'm excited. And plus, December, I'm learning to have an appreciation for December because I used to hate my birthday month. But we'll get into that in just a second. Anyway, if you're new here, hey, what's up? Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. What the YouTube girls be saying? The people, you know what I'm saying? Turn my notifications on if you can do that. Whatever the fuck. But you know, welcome. Take off your shoes, get comfortable, all of the things, okay? I like to start the podcast off with just a couple of random thoughts, just to kind of get y'all acclimated with, like, kind of my energy for the week, how I'm feeling. Most of the time, these are like, if I had to give you a vibe of how this is, it's like your 3 a.m. thoughts. When you just, like, roll over, especially if you're creative, when you just roll over and you, like, scribble some shit in your notes because it just, like, popped up in your brain and you're like, ooh, I gotta get this out. This is that. So, you know, just my little opportunity to pop my shit. It don't really had nothing to do with nothing, but, you know, just roll with me, okay? So, anyway, growing up is realizing that I am a little bitchy. Just a little bit. Just a little sprinkle of bitchy. And that's okay. I mean, I'm moody as well. And I'm realizing it. I tried to deny it for so long. Because I was like, nah, I'm a G. I'm hard. No, girl. You kind of mean sometimes. And sometimes it's not outward. And I think that's why people are like, oh, no, she chill as fuck. But on the inside, oh, child, I be seething, okay? And I tried to, like, deny it for a long time, but I'm making peace with it. I'm trying to, you know, I try to stop it as much as I possibly can because, you know, of course, change, we got to be better or whatever. But I'm trying to get my shit together, you feel me? So, yeah, I'm trying to accept the little parts of myself that are, like, my little quirks because none of us are perfect. Y'all know I like to say it on this podcast all the time. Bitch. Point a perfect person out, okay? I would like to see that person. You might be close, but you ain't all the way there, okay? Anyway. There was this tweet that I saw from, I think, F8D on Twitter. And it was talking about how the Spotify rap. Well, let me read it verbatim. I don't like Spotify rap because I have one manic episode in February where I listened to a song 400 times and that'd be my so-called favorite song of the year. I was looking at my Apple Rewind. Let me tell you something. First of all, I just want to say, like, that is facts as fuck. Like, for real, for real. I've been listening to two artists in particular, I think, since August. Or, I know, August and October specifically. And I'm thinking I'm fixing to have, like, a dynamic playlist because I've been listening to some wild shit. Because if you know me, you know I like all types of genres. I like all types of music. I'm into a little bit of everything, right? I thought it was going to you know, give me some shit that I could be popping off on Twitter or social media, like, ooh, look at me and my eclectic music taste. And they gave me the two damn artists that I've been bumping, but also, at the same time, I ain't gonna lie, that is a good indication of how the end of the year went for me, so I'll take it. I'll take it. They're damn good artists. Although one is deceased, God rest that man's soul, I'll take it, okay? It was some gangster shit, it was some trap music. But it was good shit. It was good shit. It wasn't like drill, like shoot a nigga up and then like that. Even though, like, whatever they do, that's their business. But it was kind of like putting the batteries in my back so I can get things done and check things off my to-do list. It kind of gave me energy. I was fucking with it. But also, like, I know damn well I didn't listen to these artists that much. Like, why are you... But on a positive note, if 2023 is any indication, or the end of 2022 is any indication of how 2023 is going to start for me, I'll take it. I'm actually very, very eager to get to the new year. Although, you know, if you know, you know, time is like irrelevant. You can start having a good year right now. So, you know, it's perspective or whatever, but I like to do the whole New Year, New Me thing. I participate on the trend or whatever, so I'm ready for a fresh start. I'm ready to get in there. I expect 2023 to be like fun and energetic, and I want to get out and explore and kind of like put to use some of the stuff that I learned when I was in quarantine. Because I don't know about y'all, but when I was down in the house, I tried to learn a whole bunch of shit. So I'm ready to go outside, and I'm a little bummed out that this year I'm not really gonna celebrate my birthday like that, the way that I want to, rather. Like, I would prefer to be somewhere warm, you know, looking all good with some oil or some body glistening stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to be outside. But I don't know if y'all seen them travel prices, child. In this economy, okay? But that's okay, because I've delayed it. It's not denied. It is delayed, okay? It's going to come. I'm going to get my shit together. When we find some good deals and some good budgets that work with the, because I'm trying to go. I'm trying to get out of here, okay? But we'll touch on that at another time, at a later date, okay? But yeah, I'm excited though. I'm excited to be turning a year older. I'm excited to be, you know, receiving new blessings. I'm excited to be learning new things, trying new things, learning new things about myself, learning new things about the world, all of the things. So I can say that I'm blessed. I hope that y'all are too. I hope that, you know, 2022 is ending on a safe and positive note for y'all. I hope that 2023 starts off the same and that the overall vibe is good for you. And yeah, we coming in, we rocking in on big blessings, okay? We doing big things over here. So yeah, my last little thought, and really this is like a PSA to be on the safe side. Sexual testing, like the whole process of getting tested and getting new partners and taking a condom off and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of the things, especially if you nasty. Like, if you be fucking, okay? Because some of y'all be doing the most. I ain't judging you. You know I'm not judging you. I don't care. That's your business. But some of y'all be doing the most. But when you have to, like, go, and even if you're not doing the most, taking care of your sexual health and your sexual reproductive health is, like, it's anxiety-producing. Like, the whole getting tested, the pap smear, if you're a man, like, the whole process of, like, getting checked, and especially if you're not the type of person that feels comfortable with that type of setting, because it can be exhausting, it can be daunting, it's wild, you know what I'm saying? So, I feel like it's just, I don't know, it brings out the worst, but you have to get it done. And so my little PSA is just make sure that you're taking care of your lower areas, your nether regions, okay? Make sure that you are going to a qualified health professional if you can afford it. If not, make sure that you are looking up resources that are free or reduced or based on income if you can in your area. There may be different resources, and as I find them, of course, like, because of course, I'm going to always tell y'all to go get tested and make sure that you're taking care of your reproductive health. So we'll talk about this later, of course, but I'm pretty sure that there's like different ways that you can get discounted or assistance if you require it to take care of your sexual health, and just make sure that you're covering your bases and just, you know, take pride and take care in your body and your health. So that's my PSA. We walking into 2023 feeling good, looking better, and making sure that we taking care of our health, because health is wealth. So yeah, now y'all know I like to get y'all some mood music so y'all can understand the vibe, y'all can get into, you know, how I'm feeling for the week, my energy or whatever. I've been on some gangster shit, of course, but I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I can't really do drill rap because, like, I'll be honest, on some energetic shit, sometimes all the killer shit is just a little too much for me. But I can get behind gangster shit, okay? Because it's a slight difference. If you know, you know. I don't want to kill nobody, but, like, if you come up here fucking up, I might just pop you. Like, maybe not non-lethal, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not non-lethal. Well, yeah, not lethal. But if you run up on me with that bullshit, I protect myself now, okay? I'm from Texas. Wild, wild west, all right? So, I've been listening to rappers, and my favorite genre of rappers right now, like, my lane is rappers that pop they shit. Like, if they can talk that shit and, like, talk about the fashion, and they, not just fashion, but, like, fashion and fragrance and, like, looking good and nice cars and classic cars and stuff, like just, it's like Rick Ross, but, like, a little bit more ghetto. Like, how Rick Ross make you feel, but a little bit more, like, I've been in the trenches for real, so I'm not used to this, but I'm used to this. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let me get y'all the vibe. So, my first song is Baby King, Rockstar P. That's the energy for that month. Honestly, that's sitting off Capricorn season for me. I just feel like popping shit. And it might not, like, I know I can't celebrate my birthday the way that I want to, but I'm still popping my shit because I'm alive. I have health. I'm good. I'm able to come to this mic every day and talk to y'all. And honestly, I've always just felt like the caged up part of me is a rock star. I just want to let my hair down and just swing it and just go crazy and just talk my shit. So I'm going to leave the link in the show notes down. I want to put the song in the show because I don't need nobody taking my shit down. Fucking with me and telling me that, oh, you can't be doing this. So, you know, it'll be in the show notes. So definitely check that out. And then the second song, I'm not going to lie to y'all, I hate when interludes are teasers. I hate it. I hate it so much. When you get like 2 minutes of a song and it's like, come on. Come the fuck on. But it's still a good interlude. So I'll also leave the link in the show notes again. And everything in the episode, so I don't have to repeat this, will be in the show notes. So, you know, any reference links, anything that I talk about, anything that I think is important that I think you guys should look up, it'll be in the show notes. But this is another artist that I've been wearing the fuck out. I hope I say his name right. CEO Trey Lee. Baby. That Jane Doe interlude. Huh. It's a vibe. It's sexy, but it's also like street a little bit. I love him. He a little toxic a little bit. Just a sprinkle, but he sound like, I don't know. Like, he'll take care of you a little bit. I need to heal that part of me, but don't worry about me, worry about you. Anyway, so just to give y'all like a foreshadowing to, you know, what's going on in the episode of today, we're going to talk about like monogamy and polygamy. And how, not necessarily like a sway or nothing like that, but Anyway, we'll talk about that, and then y'all know we'll close it out with a quote me on that session. That is just kind of like a little motivational speech for the week. So yeah, let's get into it. If you're new, the Hot 16 is the segment of the show in which I talk about usually a sexual topic for 16 minutes or 16 bullet points. Sometimes I go over it just because it's my show. I do what I want sometimes, but I try to stick to like 16 minutes at least. So, you know, we have a thorough conversation about it, or, you know, at least we start peeling back the layers, because I don't know about y'all, but my mind be going 100 miles per hour, and I like to dig stuff. I like to like break it down into pieces. So let me go ahead and set my timer. Today's conversation, of course, as I said in the intro, is about monogamy and polygamy and open relationships. I do expect to talk about this topic a little bit more in depth. And I always kind of like revisit it and have new questions about it, because honestly, I had to limit myself on this topic. We would have been here all day. I found so many like different research points and stuff like that, or studies done, clinical research and stuff like that, that I don't know, like, it didn't really, well, some of the personal opinion articles tried to sway you one way or another, but the scientific research is a little different. So I found a lot that I liked about this topic. And with that being said, y'all know with anything in this segment, I don't have a PhD. I don't have no type of licensing or nothing. So make sure you check with your medical professionals before you take any advice of mine, just to cover my own ass, because I don't need no problems. You feel me? Anyway, for clarity purposes, what the definition of monogamy is just marrying one person, just you and your person married. Polygamy is marrying more than one person. It's polyandry, which is where a man has more than one wife, and then it's polygyny, where the woman has more than one husband. So it's different versions, and then just an open relationship is an open relationship, you know, just kind of you have a relationship with somebody and it's open. You define it how you want. So just for clarity purposes, the reason why I picked this topic is because I'm growing older and I'm trying to like stand on my current relationship beliefs and sexual beliefs, because I know that they've changed since I was 21. As a matter of fact, if you've been listening to this podcast, it may have changed quite a bit. It may have changed quite a bit. Now, y'all know I'm live and let live. You do what you want, babe. I'm all here for whole phases. I'm all here for all of the things, as long as you are being honest with yourself and your partners, and you are staying tested and making sure that you are taking care of your health and your mental health and your spiritual health, and you are being honest with what you want. So with that, I'm trying to take my own advice and step how I'm telling everybody else to step, you know what I'm saying? And making sure, like, is this it? Do you believe that for real? So I've been trying to, like, you know, I've been trying to do some soul searching. So why not talk about it here? So yeah. I talked about it on the last episode, I think, kind of like auditing yourself, really. That's kind of the whole process that I've been in. So anyway, the deep dive with this topic is not to sway anybody. You do what the fuck you want to do, okay? We're just going to focus on a couple of interesting finds that I found. I give my personal opinion on them, and you tell me your personal opinion, okay? So the first one that I found is that, and this is quoted, Monogamy is intrinsically unstable. So I did look to see if this was something that, you know, people have done research on. Are there several clinical studies that kind of back this up? And interestingly enough, I did find a few things that, you know, kind of backed it up. So I did find some quotes that said monogamy is like romantically appealing. It cures like the romantic needs for people, but at the same time, like the lust that you experience and stuff like that, it's not really helping the evolution process. And that's typically why we want to have sex. That's typically why we want to be married. If we're looking at it from a minimalistic view, meaning young animals or young humans or whatever that drink milk to grow and grow healthy and be nourished, you know what I'm saying? So, and it makes sense to me, personal opinion. Like, essentially what it's saying is, if I had to break it down, it's kind of like monogamy is cool or whatever, but if you're doing the whole sex and relationship thing from a minimalistic view, I hope minimalistic is a word, because I might be making it up, but it sounds good to me. You know how some words be fitting? It sounded like it fitted there. So, if you're doing it for that purpose, it makes sense, but humans are wired just a little different. So sometimes we just be wanting to get our rocks off. You know what I'm saying? We're animalistic. We like to fuck. And I'm not saying animals don't like to fuck, but sometimes our motives are just slightly different for why we want to do things. But if you're doing it because you want strong kids or you want a healthy bloodline or financial reasons or whatever the case, you know, hey, it might not be your thing. And I thought about that for myself a few times, like, why, what's your why? Why are you doing this? Why are you so tied to the idea of just being with one person? And honestly, if I'm being real, I can't say that I'm just tied to the whole idea of monogamy in the first place. It's cool in some ways, but you know, you can do things however you want. I think it's more than one way to get to Starbucks, as they say. Anyway, the second point that I found, before I get off that one, something that I found interesting with this, they had a point about the evolution factor, about, like, you know, monogamy kind of going against the whole sow your royal oats theory. The reason why it's saying, like, monogamy might not be best for those that are trying to mate for, I guess, genealogy purposes or for family purposes or whatever, is because you don't get the chance to bet hedge or vet partners if you're just, like, tied to the idea of settling down with one person. You can be with whoever. You can, you know, have four or five, like, I guess the way that they described it is kind of like a man, right? And he wants to have children. He could meet one woman and she could want what he wants and it may work out and they may have a healthy, strong marriage and they may be married for years and years and years. Or he could marry like five women. Mm-hmm. And he could try to sow his royal oats with these five women and see if maybe one of, you know what I'm saying? Like, just kind of testing the waters to see what's out there. So it's kind of a benefit to look into polygamy, however you choose to define that for yourself and for your relationship. So the second interesting fact that I found, I don't want to make this solely about, like, humans, because the study itself was solely focused on mammals itself. I found that monogamy helps improve male investment for raising kids. So because you have that one partner, because you're in a committed relationship with somebody and it's just one-on-one attention, you are more likely to, and we're talking about humans at this point, but you're likely to, the male is likely to take care of the child. They're more focused on the child. Now, I know that this is not always the case, because with humans, we got free will, and sometimes people do whatever the fuck they want, and sometimes it's fucked up. But for the animal kingdom and stuff like that, for typical mammals, if they are, you know, wired to be with one partner, it's likely if they're monogamous, they'll be there to take care of their kids. It helps improve the investment in the relationship. And I think it's cool, the study that they did. I wonder, like, if any more in like any in-depth research has been done on that when it comes to males specifically. And I don't want to make this like a male bashing thing, like, oh, niggas don't take care of their kids and nothing like that, because sometimes they don't. But I mean, let's be real, some women don't take care of their kids too. People ain't shit all around, so y'all know I don't like to take no sides on this podcast. It's not my business. But I think it's really interesting, like, how the way that you struck, because I would think that polygamy would do that. If you have like the village, I guess, type of setup where, you know, maybe it's a husband and several wives, or maybe I've seen in different cultures where it's a wife with several husbands, and the husbands will cook and clean and take care of the wife and take care of the kids and stuff like that. I would think that that would kind of lean more towards the whole taking care of your, you know, like it improving the relationship and taking care of a child. But, and it could, I didn't really do any research on that aspect of it, but just understanding it from a monogamy size aspect, I thought was really cool. So, but I'd be interested to see how it works for humans specifically. Let me check my time. So the third point that I did want to research is, who does monogamy or polygyny truly benefit? So when I did the research, I found a very interesting article by Aisha K. Faines. Rest in peace to her. If you watch The Grapevine, like on YouTube, or if you read any of her, I think she writes books, or any of her articles like on Medium, she's very, 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 very intelligent, very brilliant, very beautiful, very smart. She taught me a lot, honestly, but very strong Black woman, very great aura. So like, if you're into learning about different relationships and different views on things like that, I definitely recommend you check her out. But I found an article of hers, again, which will be linked in the show notes, and she kind of touched on the fact that polygamy is quoted to be unequal for money purposes, because when you're polygamist, I gotta take that word slow, but when you're polygamist, you have like, you gotta take care, or you're expected to take care of several different people. You kind of got a whole bunch of different responsibilities, especially if you're the head of the household, depending on how it's set up, you know what I'm saying? And then for monogamy, it was quoted that it helps like the average Joe get married. So it's kind of set up for people that maybe wouldn't get a partner or wouldn't be able to hold a polygamous lifestyle or whatever to be able to have partnership. And I don't think those were her views. I have to kind of go in depth on the article, but these are, again, quotes, just to kind of like, you know, if you want to go down a rabbit hole, just to start your own rabbit hole journey. So, and then they said that for the financial aspect of polygamy or for monogamy itself, it's kind of like women or emancipated women that make their own money, that are leading their own lives or have different ideas of how life should go for them. Because you all know, everybody don't want the whole Cinderella story. Some people want a different role, different life. That's perfectly fine. But when you're emancipated and you can kind of do your own thing, and financially you don't have to depend on a man, which, you know, before women had rights, even though we still struggling at this point, before women had rights, we absolutely we had to depend on men. We had to, you know, do the whole wife thing. But now that we're able to kind of move how we want to move, technically, you know, you could be with a man, but you could go off and do your own thing. But if you are monogamous, if you are staying with one partner, it's kind of like you have to think about the whole financial aspect to it. It's kind of like where we're going with this. you have to think about how it changes your lifestyle. You have to think about how it changes your goals in life, how it changes your plans outside of just the financial part. But again, this is something to think about. And then when it comes to monogamy and like who it benefits or who it doesn't benefit, I found that for evolution purposes, monogamy is worse for women. And this is quoted as well. This wasn't in the same article. These are just, again, just kind of like little kind of research points that I found. So, but I was like, okay, that made me think when we're thinking about opinions and stuff like that and how I take this information in, it's like, okay, so who does monogamy and polygamy benefit? I don't know. Like, it is a personal decision. You have to think about what you want, like, as a human, me talking to other humans. You have to think about what it is that you want. But when we talk about, like, thinking about what it is that you want, it's kind of like, I think of it as an iceberg. Now that I'm getting older and I'm starting to dig and dip and be more thorough about what it is that I'm manifesting and stuff like that, it's like, you got to be thorough about what it is that you want and what it is that you like and stuff like that. And I ain't gonna lie, you have to be very clear about what it is that you want. If you plan on being comfortable and being happy and being content with your choices, if you don't mind putting on a front, that's one thing. But if you want to be honest about who you are and living your truth, then you have to be honest and face yourself and ask yourself some questions about what it is that you see for your future. Maybe you don't want a relationship at all. Maybe you do want to be in a monogamous relationship. Maybe you want to be, in an open relationship. Like, maybe you don't want to do none of that shit. Because we don't have to put a label on it if we're being honest. But that we'll talk about that another day. Because I go on around that on my own. But it's kind of like you have to... It sparks this idea of like going in depth on what it is you want for real. Like for real, for real. Not for play. Not what Instagram told you you want. Not what the memes told you you want. Not what society tells you you want. But what you want. And that may change. You don't have to be anchored to that, but for long term you have to think about the whole picture, not just a piece of it, not just about the bag right now, but the spiritual aspect of it, the mental aspect of it, the religious aspect of it, if you're into that, or spiritual aspect of it, if I didn't already say that. But you have to think about the genes, you have to think about the lineage, if you're into legacy and things like that. There's a lot. So, you know, just again to spark your research. Last point that I found before, you know, because I'm pretty sure I'm going over the 16 minutes, but just so, you know, we can get this part over with, because, baby, I found so much that I want to talk about. So some of the interesting points that I found about this is, well, first of all, the point itself is that polygamy is out of style. So the word style kind of triggered me to do, like, some trends on how long monogamy has been around versus how long polygamy has been around, because, again, I found, like, there's hard facts out there, of course. But then you find, like, the personal opinion articles that's like, oh, polygamy isn't in style no more. And don't nobody do that shit. And it's not good for you. And I've even mentioned some quotes on here as well that kind of allude to the same thing, where it's like, you know, okay, you can be polygamous, but is it really benefiting you? And I think most of these views are Western. So, of course, they're skewed. But polygamy ain't nothing new. Y'all know ain't nothing new under the sun, Chad. Monogamy ain't new. I think they said, or what I found is that monogamy was established in 1708. And when I say monogamy itself, I'm talking about like the present day definition of it. I'm pretty sure it existed or it predates that. But we talking like That's a long ass time ago. That's a long ass time ago. So it's not new. And then with polygamy, it's been around for centuries. So that ain't nothing new, okay? And if you know, you know, like, different cultures do things differently when it comes to polygamy, who gets to do what and how it's structured and whatnot. But it's crazy to me that it's been around for such a long time. But also, it's like, I don't know, from a Western standpoint, because like most of the research that I found was skewed again towards Western ideas and Western research and Western opinions, Western culture opinions. But I think it's crazy that we kind of try to put trend on like polygamy and monogamy, because I don't think that it's a trend. Like, we should be following a trend on that, because it truly is dependent upon what you want. And then with the whole polygamy thing, it's like law, of course, because I don't think you can marry one person. I don't know the true way that that's set up, but you have to consider that maybe it's an open relationship that you want. Maybe you want to be married to one person on paper and you want to date other people or have an open relationship or an open marriage. Like, you have to kind of bend and fold and flex what you want. So I think it's very strange that we look at it to be like, okay, now everybody should be on monogamy now and everybody should be on polygamy. It's kind of like, I wanted to dig this topic deeper, but I need to write it down so I don't forget. But kind of like the hoe phase trend. When I, like, people say hoe phase trend, it's like, come on, let's not make it a trend necessarily, because a hoe phase is a hoe phase is a hoe phase. You have your hoe phase whenever you see fit. If you want to have one, maybe you don't need one. Maybe you need to do something else. But you shouldn't be doing it because the whole world is doing it or somebody else is telling you that that's okay. You truly, again, have to figure out with clarity, with surety, what it is that you want for your marriage, for your sexual health, for your life. And you have to think about stuff like that. So it's just, I don't know. I really like the trend part of it. But I get what they're saying. Like, from a Western culture perspective, I see why they came to that conclusion. But, you know, anyway. So, just to wrap this topic up, because, again, I go overboard. I'll revisit this later. I found so many research topics that was just, like, making me have like burning questions, so I revisit it later. But I thought it was really interesting that there were so many different, like, I guess there was so much research done to kind of support the different opinions and questions that other people had. And I think it's cool because I don't have to do the research, because God forbid. But just, you know, kind of studying it up on it and looking at different viewpoints was very interesting to me. Now that I'm getting older, when we talk about my own personal beliefs and what I want, I think, like, I'm leaning more towards an open relationship. I love the idea of having one person, because I don't know if it's like, because I'm getting older and my needs are changing or what, but I'm prone to the idea of having one person to just, like, be my person. But sometimes I be wanting to go play. And I honestly, like, from a sexual perspective, there's a lot of things that I still haven't marked off my bucket list that I want to try. And I would like to be with a person that's open enough, that's like, okay, I fuck with it. Because I would be open with them as well. You know, I wouldn't want to have my partner, like, stuffy or feeling like they had to, you know, I don't know, like, lose their sense of sexuality because we're married. And maybe I don't feel like, because I be going through ebbs and flows, hun. Sometimes I'm here, sometimes I'm not. I don't want that to be the breaking point. So if I had to put a definition on it or a title, I kind of have my own little setup. So, like, a open marriage situation. But I also see the benefit in monogamy. I see the benefit of being with one person. I think that if that's something that you want for yourself, go for it. Okay, you can make it work just so long as both people know what they're getting into. You have your own commitment set up. I don't think that you should follow anybody else's commitment standards when it comes to monogamy. You and your person set that up. You make that definition. But like how you structure your relationship is totally up to you. You want to be with, if your culture allows it, if your laws allow it, if you can be with, married to four or five people, hey, if it works for you, go for it. I think it's interesting. One of those personal things, but also something to like really dig deep on. And then I also like, I'm pretty sure this is also going to start some different research. Lord have mercy, I be setting myself up for you, but I think it's really cool how like, or interesting how everybody in Western culture kind of has like the view of the 1-to-1 ratio perspective, where like there's one man for one woman, and it's like I don't think the human set up to where it's like every time one woman spit out, one man is spit out. So it's going to be a little skewed. And then everybody is not heterosexual. Some people are asexual. Some people are not doing this at all. Like there's different aspects to consider. So when people write the personal opinion articles, it's like, how the fuck you just going to talk like, okay, every Joe Smo can get married. Or monogamy is because every Joe Smo can get married. Like, it's like, I don't know. I don't like how it's set up. I'll say that. Because if not, I don't want to confuse nobody. But I don't like how it's set up with the personal articles where it's like, because it limits, I feel like, when you think about relationships. If somebody were to read that and they're single or they're trying to like weigh their options and do their own research, it's like limited. And I'm trying to stop the whole limited belief thing. Because, yes, okay, it's a lot of people out here, but you'll find your person. It's not 1-to-1. You gotta set definitions and be clear about what it is you're going after. Okay, set yourself up for a positive outcome. But that was an interesting topic to dig in. I would love to know your opinions. I would love to know your thoughts about it. If you have anything to add, are you in an open relationship? Are you prone, like, are you for monogamy? Do you have arguments, yay or nay? I want to hear all of that. If you have any interesting articles, pass them along, because I'll read them, because I ain't got enough but time now. So yeah, tell me how you feel. Let's close this thing out. Wrapping it up for this episode, for the Quote Me On That section, I just kind of want to say, don't be afraid of your own potential. Being powerful is scary as fuck, but you can't be afraid to flex your and pop your shit. Like, you have to talk your shit. You have to be confident. You have to, and I talk about confidence a lot, and it's because I'm working on my own confidence and trying to learn. Like, quarantine took something out of me. It took away some of my spiciness. Like, I feel like before quarantine happened, I had a little oomph to me, but being in the house and getting comfortable and, you know, taking in all of the things that's going on in the world, it kind of put like a little damping on who I am. But I'm getting back into the essence of me, and I'm learning that if you are powerful, if you truly look at yourself as powerful, if you look at yourself to be strong, if you look at yourself to be, and I'm not talking about to the world, I'm talking about like truly strong, like internally strong. If you look at yourself spiritually, mentally, to be strong, you have to be solid in that and pop your shit. You ain't gotta hurt nobody else in the process. You ain't gotta talk shit about nobody else, but you flex, you pop your shit, and you should feel confident in it. Be stable. Yeah. And that's all I got. I don't want to go into depth because I feel like I talk too goddamn much on the 16, but I hope that you know, put a little sprinkle of positivity on your week. And I hope that this episode was good to y'all. I hope that y'all had fun with me. I would love to hear y'all's opinions about how you feel about it. If you have anything that you want me to deep dive and let my ADD attack, please let me know. Hit your girl up. And yeah, that's all I got. I hope that y'all have a wonderful holiday season. And yeah, all of the things. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye. I appreciate y'all staying and vibing with me. and I look forward to talking to y'all on the next episode. Don't forget to show your girl love on whatever podcast platform you're tuning in on. Tell your friends to tune in and follow me on social media. I'm at RNHPod on Twitter, ropes_and_cuffs on Instagram, and for promotional or collab opportunities, aka if you want to be on the show, my Gmail is available at ropesandcuffspod@gmail.com. Also, feel free to bless your girl monetarily and help support this space by donating to my PayPal at Ropes and Handcuffs Podcast LLC. Links will be in the show notes and the link tree. Catch y'all on the next episode. I holla.